USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Minnesota police officer who shot Dante Wright has resigned from the Brooklyn Center Police Department. Officer Kim Potter resigned on Tuesday, along with Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon. In her resignation letter, Potter said she believed it was in the best interest of the department and the community if she resigned immediately. City officials said Monday that they believe Potter mistakenly drew her firearm when she shot Wright instead of reaching for her taser. She could be heard on body cam footage shouting taser before firing the fatal shot. Hundreds of protesters assembled outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department Monday night. 40 people were arrested and police used tear gas to disperse the crowds. A smaller gathering outside the police station Tuesday has been met by National Guard troops. The cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have issued a curfew from 10 p.m. Tuesday through 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The government has halted administering Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine after six people developed rare and dangerous blood clots. John Clemens reports.
Of the six patients developing the blood clots, one person has died and another is in critical condition after they received the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine or the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock made the announcement.
This morning, the FDA and CDC announced that out of an abundance of caution, we're recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to reports of six cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot following vaccine administration.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The six cases all occurred in women aged 18 to 48 and occurred 6 to 13 days after they'd received the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act on Tuesday, which would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chosen not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
And China has issued a warning to the U.S. over Taiwan. Lance Pry has more.
China has warned the United States not to play with fire on Taiwan issues after the Department of State updated its guidelines easing restrictions on meetings between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.